for details.
From the Jethro's Barbecue Studios, where Wednesday is Mug Day with $7 Cousin Cocktails. This is Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO. For 75 years, NCMIC has been doing the right thing for its customers, employees, and the community. Now, here's Miller and Condon.
Condon, welcome back to Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KX. You know, it still boggles the mind how things have changed in this state. Mm-hmm. Iowa made 10 football players available yesterday to talk to the media on July the 12th.
It was, yeah.
July the 12th, 10 available.
Kicking and screaming, and you were not getting any access inside the walls of Fort Kinnick.
Forever. And now it's July. People are starting to get excited about football. You know what? Why don't you invite the media, talk to 10 of our guys. And dominate the news cycle.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what they do. They get it. I wish they would in Ames. I don't understand it. Let's talk to John Bowenkamp. He was one of the recipients of that good fortune of having a story drop in your lap as 10 Hawkeye football players were made available. Hello, John. Trent and Ken, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
You remember the old days, right? When they'd rather put up a wall around Fort Kinnick and keep all the media out. Boy, what a change.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, and I mean, I was surprised yesterday at the number of players we got, because the first time we had a few weeks ago, it was 4 or 5, which is what we usually get, no big deal. And yesterday, you start seeing guys coming out, and they just kept coming out, and I was like, okay, this is pretty cool. We've got something to write about now, you know? And I mean, you didn't have that in the past.
Nope.
You know, it was usually, you might get one availability, but you wouldn't get any players until Big Ten Media Days. And then a couple weeks later, then would be the regular media day, and that's how it would go. Yeah.
Who's behind this change of policy? Is it Steve Rowe? Is it Kirk Ferentz? Who's behind this, John? Because I don't have to tell you, you've been on the beat longer than I've been talking sports in the market. Who's behind this change of
I think it's a cooperative thing,
mm-hmm.
and I think, I mean, within the building. And I think they realize that it's good for the program.
Absolutely.
I think they realize that it's good. And you see other people do it around the country now. You're seeing this more and more. And so, I mean, it's we're talking about football in mid-July. When it used to be, we weren't talking about football too early on. And so, I think it was an opportunity for, you know, for us to listen to some of these guys, see where they're at right now. I learned a lot yesterday from a lot of those guys, and it kind of gives you an idea on what's coming next and what we'll see, you know, once we get more access to them in August.
Well, let's bounce around a little.
Right. Yeah. You can't have everything.
Yeah, not there yet. Wisconsin, Northwestern, they allow it. Not so much at Iowa City. Let's go through a couple of these guys, John, and talk about what you heard. A couple of nuggets that jumped out to me listening through some of the interviews. First of all, talk about the return game, something that Ken and I were talking about a bit earlier in the program today. Charlie Jones departed. He was a game changer. They don't win the Illinois game without him. They don't win probably a couple games without him or the plays that he made. Arlen Bruce is a punt returner. That's intriguing with his change of direction ability. Makes a whole lot of sense. And then Keegan Johnson as a kick returner, along with maybe Xavier Wampa. That one made my ears perk up a little bit. Your thoughts on that return game?
Listening to those guys, they were like, hey, whatever we can do, you know, and I came away from that yesterday thinking, and I know there's a lot of pressure on Brian Ferentz to do this and that, and Kirk Ferentz to do this and that. To me, the biggest thing is how do you get these guys involved, those two involved? And, you know, and it's not just the passing game, it's the return game. There's, like you said, there's opportunity there now. Charlie Jones is gone, you know. So, however you can get them involved, because we know what kind of talents they are. We know what kind of speed they have, you know, and we know, you know, how they're kind of different players, you know, in their own way, too. So it's like, okay, how are you going to get them the ball, whether it's in the passing game, whether it's, you know, in the running game when you can use them certain ways with kick returns, punt returns, however you can get them. And I think that's going to be the biggest thing for them for this coaching staff as you get into this season, how can you use these guys? And those guys are willing to do anything the way they talked yesterday.
Speaking of the coaching staff, it seems that Spencer Petras, Brian Ferentz are singing from the same hymn book. A lot of respect amongst the quarterback and the offensive coordinator. And you would think if the success is going to be there, that that's certainly a big part of it. My question is when Petras comes out and talks to you guys, I get the sense he's a very confident guy. He knows the pressure that's going to come with being the Hawkeye starting quarterback, and the expectations are, let's face it, aren't real high amongst Hawkeye Nation. When you listen to Spencer Petras, confidence, does he exude it? How would you describe him?
I would say very confident. And one of the things I really liked about him, because he went to the Manning Passing Academy, and he works with his own quarterback coach. And you can tell that this is a guy that knows he has to get better.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's willing to listen to all kinds of voices. And one of the things he said yesterday was, and he was talking about meeting with other college quarterbacks at this Manning deal, and he said, that they all have kind of the same stories that he does in terms of, what he hears on campus and this thing, and that sort of thing. And I think it was a really good experience for him. And if, whatever happens this year with that job, it's not for him lack of trying.
Right.
Because I think he's trying to do everything he can to say, how can I make this offense better? And I think that's really good to see. And I think it's made him a more confident quarterback. And you can really see it in just the way he talks to us and all that. He believes he's the starter. He believes that he is going to be the one to lead this team. He believes he's going to get better. And I think that's a big step. And he said that the other day. Yesterday, he said that it was taking a lot of mental steps, in watching how other quarterbacks work and watching, certain things. And I think from that aspect, I think he's in a lot better shape right now.
Does he just have to trust his own abilities maybe more so? Maybe he didn't want to make that mistake. He didn't want to, he sees a receiver, but for whatever reason, he just can't pull the trigger, John. Is that part of it, just trusting himself, his instincts to just chuck the ball?
I think so. And I think because, you saw and you've seen this throughout his career that there are passes that he should be able to make, and he leaves them short or he leaves them long. And he doesn't quite get that middle ground of just throwing the ball, just get him the ball. And I think the more confidence he gets, the better he is going to be at that, to know that he can fit a ball in that window. Or if there's a guy wide open, just hit him right in the numbers. It's a lot harder, I think, than what it sounds, but at the same time, he's got to have that confidence that it is really easy to do.
Talk a lot about the quarterback position because it's the biggest question still remaining. This defense has a chance to be an elite, maybe even take a step forward from where they were a year ago. A defensive front, so many guys from Evans, Wagner, Shannon, Lee, Craig, Herkett, who we saw before the injury last year, Y.A. Black, and then Lucas Van Ness, who looks like a Greek god out there. That defensive line stack, the linebacker crew, one of the best in the country. The remaining questions, I guess, are the defensive backfield, but when you bring in a five-star player in Xavier Wampa, you bring in T.J. Hall, who has got rave reviews, what is the weakness of this Iowa defense right now?
I don't think there is one. And if you want to say it's a weakness, maybe it is that inexperience of that secondary group, or the youth, I should say. But that you still got some experienced guys back there. So you've got guys that can make plays. You've got guys who can, do some things. And these young guys are really good, like you said. So that's going to be one of those things where sometimes I think talent may override the inexperience and whatever else. So I just don't see a weakness because, like you said, on the defensive line, you can just keep rotating guys in all day.
Yeah.
And
what a luxury.
You've got a fresh group of guys on every set of downs. And when you, like you said, when you've got that kind of luxury, you can do a lot of things with it. And you can be really, really good up front.
John Bowenkamp is our guest, HawkeyeNation.com, AP, amongst others. John, did the NIL, the Iowa City NIL that I think goes into place on Friday, were any of the players asked about their thoughts on NIL getting to Iowa City?
I was there. Arlen Bruce was asked about it, and apparently it's I mean, it's gone over. I mean, they're sold out, basically. And so they may add some more things, you know, may add some more spots for people. And he said he wasn't, somebody asked him, was he surprised? He's like, no, he goes, we get 70,000 fans in here on game day. Right. We knew people would pay up for it. And so I think it's a really good thing for them. And I think it's a good opportunity for them to, and again, it was kind of like what Gary Barta said the other day. This is what name, image, likeness was supposed to be.
Right.
You know, and it's like you're selling your name, you're selling your likeness, you are selling that, and these guys are taking advantage of it, and they knew they had a market for it.
John Bowenkamp joining us here. John, one thing I found interesting is we've speculated about who are going to be the three players that go with Kirk Ferentz over to Media Days this year in Indianapolis, and felt like every time we did it, Riley Moss, he was going to be one of the guys. Not the case, according to Riley yesterday, said he wasn't going there. He's a little disappointed because he wanted to go on the private jet.
Right?
He was excited about that, but he's not going to go. So take a stab at it. A, did we get official confirmation on anybody going? And secondly, who would you think are the three, knowing that Moss isn't going to be one of them?
Well, now I'm stymied because I figured he was at the top of the list for a lot of reasons. A, he's really good. B, he's kind of the face of that defense, and C, he has a really good personality. So I'll be honest, I couldn't even begin to guess on who might be going there. And I mean, if a quarterback is on that list, then you got a pretty good idea on what's coming up, what the depth chart's going to look
right.
like. But I can't even begin to think, because like I said, he was at the top of my list. But then also, I would imagine Jack Campbell will be on the list, but. Outside of that, you can flip a coin.
Laporta, maybe?
That's another one. So those, I think, would probably be two of them. And I really, like I said, with some of the other ones, it could be anybody. And a lot of that goes back to the fact that this is a very young team in a lot of ways, that you've got guys with a couple years of eligibility left. Usually you would always take seniors. So I think that's a sign that you know, I mean, it really, it's a sign of how young this team is and how it's going to be together for a while. And, like I said, out of those two names that we just mentioned, I couldn't pick a third for you.
John, you stopped me in my tracks with that one because I thought that Spencer Petras, just because of the confidence, you almost have to take him. But when you mentioned the depth chart, that kind of, if indeed you do, that kind of tells you that, well, it's his job, right?
Yeah,
and we were told it's an open competition. So that's a great point.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like you said, you don't take him there if it's still a battle. And so if he's on that list, it might give you a pretty good idea on where they're at.
Right. That's an excellent point.
How about Merriweather, a guy that – what was the award that you guys, the beat guys, handed out last year? Didn't he win that for the Iowa football player? He would probably be one that makes sense, right?
Oh, exactly, yeah. And because I think because he has become – really kind of the face of that team, and I mean, he's great to deal with, gives you great answers, insightful answers, you know, so I would imagine, you know, not to say that, that would make sense. So he's really good, and he would be a really good representative for this program.
Would Kirk just take three defensive guys? Just say the hell with it. We'll figure out the offense in August. We guys can talk to him then. Our defense is going to be great. We'll bring three defensive guys with us.
Very easily. I mean, because he knows, and everybody knows how good this defense is going to be. And it's like we were just talking about, it's not just a good defense, it's a really deep defense that's really good. And it, when you get down even into that second or third layer, it's still a really good defense. So, I mean, that's what this team is going to be built on this year.
Your thoughts on what you've seen from Keegan Murray in Las Vegas so far? I mean, you're not there, obviously, but watching on TV.
No.
Your thoughts on what he's done so far?
And it's exactly what I predict. I have a friend of mine in the media down in Quincy, Illinois, Chris Dewar, big Sacramento Kings fan. I saw him in the springtime. He goes, sell me on Keegan Murray. And I said, you draft him. I said, because he's really good. So the other day he was going on Twitter about how great he was, and I was like, see, I told you. he's done everything I expected. I mean, he just is just such a solid, well-rounded basketball player, and he's not afraid of anything. And you've seen that. He's not overwhelmed by this situation. He's not looking around like, you know, I'm in the NBA. It's like, no, I'm in the NBA, and I'm here to work. And I think that what everybody saw has seen out of him is what we saw out of him last year, and it didn't surprise me one bit.
So you look forward to Iowa basketball this year. Chris will more than likely take over that number one role. He'll be the go-to guy. Where are you with this group? How high is the ceiling maybe for Iowa basketball when you look at next season?
I think this team can be very good. And you know, I talked to Fran a couple weeks ago when I was doing the Blue Ribbon stuff. And I asked him, I said, do you think Chris could make that jump Keegan did? And he's like, you know, that's not going to be the first time somebody's going to answer that question. And he's like, or ask that question. He goes, I would say just let Chris be Chris. And the rest of it will take care of itself. And, I mean, I think that there's a lot of guys on this team who are just going to be better. That were good last year, they're going to be better. I think Tony Perkins was really good last year. He's going to be better. Peyton Sanford, I think, is going to be better. I think Philip Rabracha is going to be better because I think he really now fits into this program. And so you may not, I mean, Chris may not put up Keegan numbers, but you're going to replace those numbers in the aggregate, I think. I'm going to speak money ball here. But I think you're going to see that with this team. I think this team is going to be just like last year in a lot of ways. And I think they're going to be a little better defensively, which I think is a really good thing for this program. And, you know, I think that's always been kind of that problem you've seen with them. I just think this is going to be a really good team next year.
Speaking of Moneyball, in the last 5 minutes, there's been a major league manager fired. Either one of you two baseball fans want to take a stab?
La Russa?
No. John?
Wow. No, I couldn't guess.
Charlie Montoya is out in Toronto. Gone.
Wow.
You were anticipating that, Ken?
I thought there was a chance.
Yeah.
I thought there was a chance, not playing well.
They have underachieved.
Yep, absolutely. Hey, is Luis Castillo going to be a Dodger next time we talk? Do the Reds ship him to L.A.?
I think he's probably very high on the radar screen.
Yeah.
And I think because right now, I mean, there really isn't a lot of good young starting pitching out there. I mean, I know Frankie Montas' name's going to... that he's had his shoulder.
Right.
And it's like, you really want to take that chance, you know, at the trade deadline to get somebody like that that you, maybe you might lose in August or whatever. So I don't know. But, I mean, I think they're looking for a starter. I think they're looking for relief help, too. And they'll find it. They always do.
Indeed, they do.
And I still expect Juan Soto to walk through the door at the end of July, too. So, but that's just me.
Yeah, I'm not thinking you're going to get your wish on that one. John, great stuff. Thanks, as always.
All right, have a good one.
Yep, see you. Yep, John Bowenkamp. AP is where you can read him, HawkeyeNation.com. John Bowenkamp, our guest as we talk Hawks. All right, we'll take a timeout. Come back. We'll head to St. Andrews. How about that? Matt Rudy's going to join us from Golf Digest. Get the lay of the land from Matt Rudy when he joins us in about 5 minutes. Miller and Condon, before we do that, it's time for another $1,000 home run. Go to KXNO.com, and once you get there, enter this nationwide contest with this hour's keyword. It is bank. Bank at KXNO.com. Bank, KXNO.com. Your chance to win $1,000. Matt Rudy joins us next. Miller and Condon are on Des Moines Sports Station 106.3.
The biggest pro football overlays in Vegas are back. With $12 million in guaranteed prizes only at Circa Sports. With two ways to win and no rake. Circa Million with quarterly payouts and 100% payback. And Circa Survivor. Select one team each week with no point spread. Take in the big money with $12 million in guaranteed prizes. Enter in Vegas. Play from anywhere. Visit CircaSports.com
before you get your podcast.
Family owned since 1970, Kemker's True Value in Rental helps you buy what you want and rent what you need. Get to work on that to-do list with help from Kemker's True Value in Rental. Kemker's has all your hardware needs, grills for that family barbecue, and a one-stop shop for all your lawn and garden needs. Plus, their rental catalog is perfect for do-it-yourselfers. With two central Iowa locations to better serve you in Grimes and Huxley, make it Kemker's True Value and Rental. Find out what they can do for you at KempkersTrueValue.com. That's Kempkers True.
Is now the best time ever to own a single-family rental home in Des Moines. Trent Condon here from my good friends at Renter's Warehouse. And I'm here to tell you, housing prices are falling, but rents are rising. And with low inventories, they're stronger than ever. What does this mean for you? It's not always a seller's market, but it is always a renter's market, especially when you hire Renter's Warehouse to manage the process for you. With selling, you never know what you're going to get. With renting, you can be confident in your ability to earn monthly cash flow, appreciation, and tax benefits for the long term. And with Renter's Warehouse, you can sit back and collect the money. Tenants, they find the best. Rent, they collect it for you. Maintenance requests, they handle them 24/7. All for just one low monthly flat fee. They'll even warranty your tenants for free. Don't sell. Cash in and rent your home with Renter's Warehouse instead. Find out how much rent your home can get by visiting renterswarehouse.com or call 515-528-4420.net.
Now back to Miller and Condon on 106.3 KXNO. Here's Ken and Trent.
Hi, Miller and Condon. Welcome back to Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO. As we take you until noon, in case you missed the keyword in the 11 o'clock hour, we just announced it, but there's still time. Your chance to win $1,000. Go to KXNO.com. Enter the keyword bank. Bank at KXNO.com. Your chance to win $1,000. Wednesday means a couple more farmers markets to draw your attention to. Waukee's Farmers Market goes tonight from 4 until 7. That's the downtown triangle and Bondurant as well. 6 until 8, Bondurant City Park for their Wednesday Farmers Market. And that goes through the first week in October. All right. I knew that this was perilous at best. Trying to get Matt Rudy in here. It was all set to go and I texted him 60 minutes ago. But I don't know. Maybe his phone plan. Who knows?
I'm sure he's made phone calls while he's over there. Maybe work got in the way.
I hate when that happens. I hate when that happens. Have you seen some of the pictures that have, the celebratory pictures of Jack Nicklaus and Tiger on that? What's the name of the bridge? Is there a name of that stone bridge?
Yeah.
You know the one I'm referring to,
yeah,
right?
I remember Jack, his final go-around at St. Andrews right. With his leg up on it, waving at everybody.
Oh, exactly.
You know, there's a lot of people that believe the same could happen for Tiger this week. That he is going to go off and this is going to be his final go around. That he is going to...
This is his final St. Andrews?
He is going to retire.
He's going to retire?
There has been a lot of buzz in golf circles about that. That he is going to go out. The injuries are too much. He came back. He played the Masters. He got one last go around at the old course. And like Jack, waving farewell, he is going to do the same. I don't buy it for a second.
Bowed out of the U.S. Open. His competitive nature, Trent.
What's he going to do? Just sit in his backyard in Florida and hit golf balls? No
chance. Maybe caddies for his kid. It looks as though he's a chip off the old block. Charlie.
But remember how many young golfers we have seen that we think are surefire guys, and it doesn't always turn out. It is such a grind. I mean, you have to... Think of the story of Zach Johnson. This guy wasn't even the number one at Drake. And what he turned into.
I know.
Have you taken a look at Zach at all for any props, top 20s, anything like that?
No.
He won at the old course in 2015.
It wasn't that long ago.
And this is a course where you don't have to be long.
Just have to keep it in the middle. Stay out of trouble.
And you have to be great around the green. Uh-huh. He, at that time, he was the best wedge player in the game. There was nobody better. When he was at his apex, he was the best wedge player. He still got that.
Mm-hmm.
He can still mess around with the wedges. The flat stick comes with him. It's going to be a birdie fest, though, right?
Oh, probably so. But some of my favorites about this tournament, even the pot bunkers, right? And the fact that they have cameras, some embedded in the side of those bunkers and seeing. Did you see Justin Rose in a practice round yesterday? Did you see what he did? He was up against one of the faces of it, and. Goes to chip out, of course, it hits the wall, bounces right back to him. He catches it and just throws it out. Tiger,
can't do that during the tournament.
No, they won't let you do that. Tiger was in a cart last week. Did you see that?
I did, yeah.
Which leads me to think that maybe you're onto something. That's because I hadn't heard this. But when I think all about it, I mean, Rory McIlroy, Justin Thomas, these young guys that are just effusive in their praise for what he meant to the game. So maybe they know?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Maybe. JT would be the guy that knows, right?
They're very close.
Yeah.
Well, him and McElroy are close, too.
Right. But yeah, I think Justin Thomas would be the one that would know out of everybody. Any credence? You're going to be watching it differently now all of a sudden.
Yeah, I am, because it's the first I've heard of it, and yeah. I don't want it to end. It was appointment TV for so many years when he was in a tournament and on the leaderboard. I hope not. Who are you betting? Who did you play?
I'm playing Rory.
Yeah, I did too.
And he's the favorite, and it's not fun. But
he's double digits in odds. He's 11.5 to 1, 11.75,
yeah, is what he's currently at circa. It feels like everything's pointing. It's been a while.
Yep.
He's historically played, though, very well at this course. As I mentioned, it's going to be a birdie fest. That's the kind of tournament that Rory really can excel in. His form is excellent. And the golf gods like round numbers. The 100th U.S. Open. That's when Tiger obliterated absolutely everybody. The 50th Masters. That was 1986. Remember that one?
Yeah, I do. Pretty special.
Yes, it was. The 46-year-old making the putt and the yes, sir. Better than others. Just so many great calls.
Fern Lundquist. Oh. Yes, sir.
Better than most. And so many great calls.
That's great.
The golf gods like round numbers.
Uh-huh.
And who is the guy that is taking golf as we know it and trying to shut down this new rogue tour? It's Rory. He's taken this thing head on. Mm-hmm. He is becoming the face
Although
of
he's softened up a little bit in this last couple of weeks.
From where he was.
Right. I mean, he wasn't going scorched earth by any means, but he just didn't have the fondest opinion. Tiger this week came out.
Yes.
I mean, and Tiger's always as reserved as everybody, and he made his feelings known. Why? You don't even have to practice. These guys got a guarantee. You don't have to work on your game. You just show up. You get a paycheck regardless, but you've got that, you know, $100 million and all that guaranteed money in the bank. I don't know. I don't know.
Also this week, I played so far. You know, I still got, 13 hours before I have to officially get all these bets in. I played Cam Smith.
I did, too.
I think we've talked about that one earlier.
25, 28, where'd you get him at?
25.
Yep, me too.
Played Cantlay, 26-1. And then my last flyer, if you will, is Fleetwood. Tommy Fleetwood, good form.
Good hair.
Great hair. 43-1. And then I started to mess around a little. Oh, one more. Sungjae Im, he's 83-1. Kind of like him. Kind of like him this week. Top 20s all over the place. I did play Tiger to make the cut.
And what's that number?
So yesterday it was -110 on both sides. The yes, no, making the cut. It's up to the yeses -120. So I had to lay a little bit more juice here today if you want to have Tiger to make the cut. How about this one?
Some people chiming in that they feel that he will make the cut. I hope he does.
I think he'll grind it out.
I hope so.
Those,
especially if this is it.
Yeah.
Nah, don't even say that.
No. Those are just people.
Where did you see this, by the way?
I heard it on a golf podcast that I listened to.
Okay.
So that's where I first heard it, and then I read something else.
Not my guy from West Virginia, West Virginia blogger on the Big 12?
Him and Sir Yacht, they need to go have a beer together. Hole in one. What do you think the price is? Will there be a hole in one in this tournament? Yes.
Yes,
no
is, I don't know, 5-1?
Plus 140.
It's too low.
That's too low. So you take the no side.
Yes.
You lay a little juice.
I would.
Lay the -120. I want yes. I want to have fun. I'm rooting for a hole-in-one this weekend. We're going with that. And then, you know, my bet I love.
Oh, the final.
The final hole.
Does the winner, yeah.
Yes. I went with the betting favorite. He will par the 18th hole -130. And I got something that's riding right away to the end. Even if all my guys are out of it.
I like it.
I still got something to root for at the very end of the golf tournament. So that's the way that I bet things and a bunch of other things. A couple other names that I like. Robert McIntyre from over there. I think he's a good price. Top 20 plus 465 at circa. Thomas Peters, the German, plus 355 for a top 20 at the gala. You know, I've been on him a bunch. He's 4-1 to finish in the top 20. And the one live guy that I'm just taking a little sprinkling on, and that is DeChambeau. Because of the power of this course, he is starting to get healthier. He's starting to hit it a little bit better.
I could see him muscling his way through this course and at least hang around and give himself a chance. And top 20, plus 455 for DeChambeau. Like that price. Jeez. On top of it.
What's the old guy, the commentator?
Ken Miller.
Oh. No, that's, yes, a retrofit. Guilty, not guilty, but yes. Is it Peter Alistair?
Oh, yeah.
British commentator?
Yes. Forever, right?
Is he still alive and doing this?
I don't think so.
Oh, he was good.
Yes, he was. My favorite, though, is the guy that no longer does it, the old starter.
The guy that would, this morning at, what did you say, it started 12:45,
yep.
Who introduces them next on the tee, mm-hmm. from blah, blah, blah.
From USA.
Right. So he starts at 12:45 and doesn't take a bathroom break until the last group goes off.
Mm-hmm.
And he retired.
Ivor Robson is the guy's name. Oh, so good. I got to see if I can find a clip of this guy now, because for people that haven't
now on
heard
the tee,
it is incredible. He just, it was a voice that you would never forget.
Uh-huh.
It was the way that he did it in just a way that felt, well, completely different than anything
Sir
else.
Sir Peter Alistair, isn't that how he goes? Hasn't he been knighted?
Right. Yeah, that, yeah, absolutely sound right. Well, I the first YouTube clip that popped up here was PGA Tour players impersonating Ivor Robson.
No, that's pretty good.
Let's see what we got here.
Okay, gentlemen, I'll let you go.
This is Rory.
On the tee from Northern Ireland, Rory McIlroy.
And that's exactly
that's
what it
how
is.
He is.
It's, oh.
Ivor Robson.
Oh, no, that's just him talking about it. So, yeah, I'll see if I can find a clip, though, when we come back for our next break. And, again, he's been retired now for, what, 3, 4, 5 years? It was a voice that you would never forget. And it just put it in context.
I love this major. It's my favorite major of all of them.
Better than the Masters?
Yeah, better than the Masters. Better than the Masters. I get it. I mean, you're starting to feel a little bit like summer.
Mm-hmm.
But on Monday that week, we just had a national champion crown. So it's not like we had a lack of sports. I think it's the way that it just, you wake up in the morning, golf's on.
Yes.
Early afternoon, golf's over.
And then you can get to baseball.
And you can get to baseball. All right, we'll get to a break. We'll come back. If you missed it, the keyword in this hour was bank at KXNO.com. Again, KXNO has been blanked in this promotion. It's been going on for, I believe, week number 3. Bank at KXNO.com. Your chance to scoop up that $1,000 in the nationwide contest. Miller and Condon back. Trent's got some plays of the day coming up as we take you until noon on Des Moines Sports Station 106.3.
Liberty.
Why should you apply for a career with Wolf Construction?
It's exciting and it's fresh and it's new every day. It creates new challenges and opportunities each day.
I wouldn't want to work anywhere else but Wolf Construction.
You can look around and go, wow, look what we've accomplished today as a Wolf team.
Wolf offers competitive pay. The benefits are great. They have a matching 401k.
Don't wait. Apply today at Wolf Construction.
Get on board here. Join us here at Wolf Construction.
Sign up and let's go. Wolf Construction is a great place to be.
Apply today. Wolf Construction.
90123.
The biggest pro football overlays in Vegas are back with $12 million in guaranteed prizes only at Circa Sports. With two ways to win and no rake. Circa Million with quarterly payouts and 100% payback. And Circa Survivor. Select one team each week with no point spread. Take in the big money with $12 million in guaranteed prizes. Enter in Vegas. Play from anywhere. Visit CircusSports.com for details.
Trent Condon here for the Grumpy Goat Tavern. Sometimes after arguing with Ken on the radio show, I just need a beer. Or after a long night of calling a game, I just need a beer. Well, my favorite place to stop is the Grumpy Goat Tavern, with two locations in West Des Moines and First Street in Ankeny, where I can stop and grab that cold one. And they have over 50 beers on tap. Of course, my favorite's the domestics, but if you're more adventurous, they have you covered. And it's not just drinks. The Grumpy Goat Tavern takes bar food to a new level. I'll see you next time at the Grumpy Goat Tavern.
Family owned since 1970, Kemker's True Value in Rental helps you buy what you want and rent what you need. Get to work on that to-do list with help from Kemker's True Value in Rental. Kemker's has all your hardware needs, grills for that family barbecue, and a one-stop shop for all your lawn and garden needs. Plus, their rental catalog is perfect for do-it-yourselfers. With two Central Iowa locations to better serve you in Grimes and Huxley, make it Kempker's True Value and Rental. Find out what they can do for you at kempkerstruevalue.com. That's Kempker's True Value
for details.
Back to Miller and Condon on KXNO and Trent's Pick of the Day, presented by Circus Sports Iowa.
Hi, Miller and Condon. Welcome back to Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO. Trent's Play of the Day. Circus Sports sponsors that. That's coming up momentarily. Did you find a clip?
I did. We get to hear Ivor. This is his final call ever. And this was the DP World Championship.
Before he runs to the bathroom.
Absolutely. And called it quits right here. His final call with Rory on the tee.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the final game of the DP World Tour Championship 2015. On the tee from Northern Ireland, Rory McIlroy.
What a distinctive voice.
It was wonderful.
All right, Trent. As I told you off, this is my worst day of the sports calendar. Without a doubt.
Because there's nothing going on?
No, that's not it at all. It's a different reason.
Because there's no football.
Well, there's no football, but it's coming. We get to talk about it because it's just there on the horizon. But if you're a fan of a professional sports team, any sport.
Yeah.
You know, you're a Bears fan.
Yep.
Look forward to free agency. Who are you going to sign?
Sure.
If you're a Twins fan, who are you going to sign? Correa, wow, that's a big deal.
Yes.
Huge deal. The T-Wolves can make it. I mean, whatever. The team that I root for, I only have one team that really moves my needle, right? I love the Broncos, love the Blue Jays. But it's the same thing every year. And you just have to wonder, why do you put yourself through this? Because I know already what the beat writers of the Winnipeg Jets are going to tweet out on the morning of free agency 2023. It's the same tweet that they do year after year after year. The Jets are not expected to be heavily involved in free agent this year, which means no one wants to sign there. And I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we continue to, that's our squad.
It's a small market.
It's a horrible climate. I mean,
well, and you can kind of look at it in a similar realm here in the state, because ultimately, is Iowa State ever going to win a national championship in football?
No, but they're going to sign some good players.
They are. You draft good players.
That's true.
You develop good players.
Only to see them walk out the first opportunity they get,
well,
which is happening again.
And that might be coming to college here.
That's true, yeah.
We just saw Hunter.
Yeah.
Where's he at?
Mm-hmm.
Not wearing the Cardinal gold.
Well,
he's going to be wearing
burnt
orange
or wherever.
With the Longhorns. That's what he's going to be doing. So, yeah, you're connected now.
I just hate this day because I force myself. I try to stay off Jets Twitter because I know I'm just.
It just gets frustrating.
It does.
Yeah.
It just gets me madder and madder. So,
does ownership have money?
It's the richest owner in all of Canada.
So it's not that. It's not you got a penny-pinching owner.
No, this guy's a billionaire.
It
one of the richest guys in the world.
But there's also a salary cap, so
there
we
is.
Can't overspend.
And you have to overpay to get them to stay there in the first place.
So your young guys you're overspending for, that hurts you in the cap. And it's
and when it comes time to getting that one piece to put you over the top,
don't have
room
for it under the cap.
We can't overspend on him, and he'd rather go where there's no taxes and no 40 below temperatures on a consistent basis. And I understand.
Yes. That makes a whole lot of sense. Right now, though, I'm sure it's beautiful up there.
It's the best time of the year to be there. June's the best. July's the second best month of the year. It really, if you can to handle the mosquitoes, it's beautiful right now. Truly is. I mean, the lake life is it's just spectacular. But it's not much of a payoff because you know it's coming.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's get enough about that. Let's get to your Circa, your plays of the day. You're on a roll. You're 4-1 this week. Before we do that one, another reminder, Trent and I are going to be in Las Vegas at Circa. I get there on the 9th.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be there. If you want to head to Circa and you're looking for a rate, you're headed to Las Vegas, you want to enter Circa Survivor or the Millions, we've got a 20% off. We can get you 20% off your room rate simply by when you get to check out at either Circa or their sister property across the street, down a block or so on Fremont Street, the D. just enter the MC20. That's the promotional code, MC20. That'll knock 20% off your room rate. If you stay at the D, you can still go to Stadium Swim. The particulars, all of the everything that comes with it. We've got a big event on Friday night at Bar Canada. You're going to host a major event at Stadium Swim on Saturday with a big cabana.
And a lot of drinks,
which means that your credit card will get a lot of use because you loosen up when you get a little lubrication in you.
Yes, I do.
So if you want to come out, we'd love to have you participate out there with us. But maybe you could help these folks make some money and make that trip to Vegas a little easier on the pocketbook.
We'll try to stay hot. We're going to go with three dogs again tonight in baseball. The dogs have been barking for me, and we're going to continue that path. Let's kick things off here this afternoon, 2:45 first pitch. My dude Zach Gallen, he's made me a bundle of money this year. At the Giants, I'll take the D-backs, plus 112 in that first one. Though the Brevia guy that's pitching for the Giants, he's been pretty good.
Has he?
His numbers have been solid. Strikeout K rate has been good, but I'm going to still stay with Zach Gallen in the plus money game one. Game two, never bet against a streak. Orioles, plus 127 at the Cubs.
Justin Steele for the Cubs, correct?
Steele, who's had moments, no doubt about it. But this Orioles team, they're swinging the sticks well.
Yep.
I'll jump aboard on that against the lefty tonight and wrap it up. I did it last week, the last time Ohtani went out on the bump. I'm going to do it again. I'm going to get the streak the other way here. Give me Houston plus 108 against the Angels and Ohtani.
The Astros are a dog?
They are a dog tonight. You get plus money only at Circa. Other places, it's either even or minus 105 I saw out there. Again, baseball odds, shop around. Mm-hmm. And when you do, more times than not, you're going to come to Circa because that's where, for the most part, the best odds are. And certainly baseball, golf, those are two sports that are very good. And when we get to football season, you'll see that show up in a big way as well.
Yeah, and look, Circa's got the brightest bettors for three straight months.
We've got them.
The state of Iowa has beaten Circa. There's a couple of the properties. I mean, none of them are on a bad streak like Circa is.
Right.
I mean, look, folks. You go to Vegas, you never win, right? You just have to win. 3 months in a row, the clientele at Circa has beaten Circa in sports wagering.
Tonight, got high school baseball, my favorite night of the baseball season. It is the sub-state championship round. I'm going to be out at Waukee as the Warriors will play host against Southeast Polk. We'll have that one, 6:55 with the pregame, 7 o'clock with the first pitch. Winner goes on to Iowa City in the state tournament. Going to have that one. Also going to get some coverage updates from the Johnston-Ankeny Centennial game.
So you found some correspondence?
Well, got some people that are going to be texting me at least updates, and we'll see kind of how the game goes and maybe if we got some time in the post game to wrap things up with a couple of updates. Waukee Northwest, they play host to Valley. Dowling, they're at home for Linmar on the local front. And one more, Urbandale at home for Indianola. So those are the 4A sub-state finals tonight. We'll keep you up to date and bring you play-by-play Waukee Southeast Polk here on KXNO.
And state starts when?
Starts on Monday, but Tuesday for 4A.
And you'll have how many games?
Depends on how the bracket shakes up. So we'll have we'll keep you up to date tomorrow when we take the air at 10 a.m.
All right, good stuff. That's going to do it for Trent and I here today. Appreciate you being with us. We'll recap Big 12. They have their final media day tomorrow. Hopefully, Chris's schedule will allow us to get him in here. If it doesn't, we'll recap with him on Friday. That's going to do it. Murph and Andy in an hour and 5 minutes. The Fanatics, Ross Peterson and TBD in here today at 3. And, of course, Hawk Central tonight at 6. We're Miller and Condon. Trent and I are here Monday through Friday from 10 until noon on Des Moines Sports Station 106.3 KXNO.